Oh, the places I went this past week. I took advantage of every moment of free time, every 15-minute break, to walk somewhere outside on the South Shore and even on Cape Cod. I took a walk at the Farnham Connolly area in Canton, a former airfield that now is a landing spot for Savannah sparrows and other migrating species. I walked at the Jacobs Pond Conservation Area in Norwell, where I'm conducting my annual fall waterfowl migration survey each week, and across the street at the South Shore Natural Science Center, even during the heavy rain on Tuesday. I walked at Scusset Beach State Reservation in Bourne one morning, about 20 minutes after you last heard me on these airwaves, and there ran into a large population of yellow-rumped warblers. Later that day, I was at Camp Burgess in Sandwich, the South Shore YMCA's overnight camp for boys since 1928. On Saturday, I visited the Last Meadows in Hanson during a beautiful sunrise, and on Sunday took in both Matthews Bog and Crowell Bog in Duxbury. The ponds were and are dry, and the colors of fall are not only prevalent in the trees there, they're reflected in the fading grasses in the meadows, the fields, and the marshes as well. It's really been a wonderful time to walk. We're in a moment of flux. Many leaves have turned and fallen, but those of us who rake each fall are still looking up at a lot of green leaves yet to change, drop, and pile up in our yards. Sparrows have arrived, but ducks are slow to get here. Chipmunks and squirrels are scurrying about everywhere, taking advantage of the weather to cache as much food as they can. We'll be settling into winter soon, but there is still a lot more movement and change to come. We're also reaching the end of this series of radio spots for the year, just two more to go. That means I only have two more chances to get these words out to you. Get outside. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.